That's only when we go
We
live.
Are live, right?
I don't know if we're live or just recording.
Yeah.
I don't even understand this anymore, man.
We are just recording. Welcome back to Thinking Like a Fan. It's been a little while since I saw you guys because, I mean, well, I shouldn't say that because we did last time was a Zoom.
Yeah.
It was last week.
But I'm saying I'm looking at Pat. And he looks like he's like Shorty P's over here, been in Alaska for the last couple weeks.
Do you want me to say it again?
It's been cold here, man. And then today it just warmed up, I feel like.
Do you want me to say it again?
What?
Did you shave today?
Yeah, did you shave today? Yes, I did.
You look younger, Chip.
Thank you.
You look younger.
Dog looking good as usual.
Yes, sir.
Bo over here looks like he's got, I mean, you look like you lost some weight, bro. Like you're suffering from a heartache or something.
No.
Okay.
I've lost.
Did you lose your girlfriend, Bo?
Huh?
Did you lose your girlfriend since we've been back?
Why does that matter?
I don't know. He said you're suffering from a heartache.
No, I've lost like 30 pounds since last year since I started working out in the field.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know what a heartache has to do with losing
emotional damage.
Don't you gain weight during an emotional damage?
I don't know, man. I don't
no,
get emotionally damaged.
You don't eat. Generally, that is true, actually.
I don't know. I don't know how that goes, so I can't speak on that behalf.
I have seen you after a Bucks game, and
that's
you were
different.
Emotionally damaged.
That's, but I just
is that
got drunk.
Damage?
All I did was get drunk.
Yeah, that is
pissed
damaging.
Off.
Slammed six beers instead of three.
So how them Bucks look in the Super Bowl, boys?
What Super Bowl did you watch last year?
Yeah, pretty much. God, that was depressing.
It really was.
That's some bullshit. Rams didn't deserve to win that game. Bullshit calls at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was a good game, though.
It was
I'm
a good game.
Say, it was entertaining.
I was
shit.
Really
as good as the Bills and Chiefs game. That was the best game of the playoffs.
I was really impressed with Cincy's defense. That,
yeah.
You know, they're stopping them on the run. They didn't have nothing.
They God, just did the internet attack that cat, Eli.
Huh?
Eli?
Eli Apple.
Well, he's trash. There's a reason that's like his fourth team or something like that.
Did you see your boy Vernon Hargraves?
No, what?
Got a penalty for not
even
being. Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Unbelievable.
I would have sent him to the locker room.
I mean, literally.
That's a distraction.
The biggest blown call of the game was obviously the pass interference.
On Logan Wilson,
on
that
Logan
fourth
Wilson.
And goal.
Yes.
That was a hell of a play. That would have what?
Bullshit.
Was that fourth and goal? Was it third and goal?
It was fourth and goal.
It was fourth.
Was it fourth and goal?
Right.
That's right when they started wanting to throw flags because they didn't throw flags all game. I think there was only like one or two penalties.
No, there was a couple before that.
Rams just kind of squeaked by on every damn playoff game this year.
Yeah. They just
their defense,
did enough.
Though, like, man, is their defense just that good?
Aaron Donald's
like,
a cheat code.
They are that good. But,
I mean, that's strong.
I'll say that Brady didn't do bad against them. I mean, Joe Burrow didn't do bad against them. But
he got hit quite a few times.
Oh, he
in
was
that game.
He was shaking up.
Shit,
I think in the second quarter.
The end of the third quarter, Brady lit him up.
Yeah, true.
He lit them up.
His ankle was hurt again. The other one this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that was a rough game.
It was rough, but so what? Man up, we're playing football.
Yeah, that just it goes to show you where we're at. Like
well, little Beckham and his
wise,
purple hair. I mean, he was out early, man. And I thought it was gonna be over.
Odell.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He's over there crying on the sidelines.
Right. Yeah, he really was, and I was like, man, you'd be crying because they didn't need you. That's what you were crying.
No,
about.
That's just
they
that,
realized.
Honestly, Shannon Sharp said it earlier: is how soft this game has gotten. You know, it's literally.
Yeah,
it's more emotional than it is physical.
Are you
going to
see
Walter
Payton over there crying or like Lawrence
no,
Taylor over there crying?
That's like Deion Sanders said it the best. He's like, the Pro Bowl used to mean something. He's like, it don't matter what day it is, what game it is. I'm playing lights out no matter what. And you look at the Pro Bowl and it's literally full grown men in pads playing two-hand touch. And that's just
the kind of money they got. Just throw a fucking $50,000 bonus to the winner.
I hate to say it because I love football, but this is why, to me, honestly, you have less Madonnas in baseball and hockey per se than you do in football and basketball. Those guys are looked at as entertainers, and then off the field, it's like, look at me. You know, baseball players, hockey players, they don't want to look at
that.
That's
true.
Not no
that
limelight.
Is true. That
but
is
it,
true.
It almost reacts to the way they play on the field. Like, look at Odell Beckham, purple hair, has to look like this, has to look like that. You said it the best. Those guys back in the day, they didn't care how they looked. They just wanted to win.
Exactly.
And they didn't cry. They maybe would get depressed if they lost.
Did you see the Warren Sapp interview on the Rich Eisen show about, and they were talking about how Kyler Murray's handled the whole Arizona deal? Squashing his.
I'm not an Arizona fan, wouldn't know.
See, there it is.
That's a good point. A lot of image.
There it
man.
Is.
A lot of
no,
image
I'm just kidding.
Good.
So what?
Sapp was I know all about how there's certain things you don't do in a locker room. Like apparently Kyler Murray goes into the locker room, halftime even sometimes, talks to his girlfriend, puts on his headphones, playing video games and shit in the halftime.
No,
games.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
That's what these kids
that,
want to do
and
nowadays.
When he acid washed his entire Instagram of everything Arizona Cardinals and blah, 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 I mean, that's just – There's certain things you don't do.
You can't do that at your job, right? I mean, that's not good at work, so you shouldn't do it. I mean, this is his job, too. I mean, you're not going to catch me playing.
Even though like back in the day, players didn't get on that shit. That's what Sapp says. Like, none of our players in the Bucks locker room were on that
shit,
so you didn't have to worry about this kind of stuff.
The sports competition was so much better back then because you look at it now, and honestly, that's one of the reasons I deleted all social media because I'm just – it's everybody's got a different outlook, and everything on social media is so different than what's on in reality.
Agreed.
And it's just – it's sad. It's sad what people want to like and follow. And LeBron stubbed his toe, 4 million likes. What the fuck is that?
That's, I get it, but we want them to like us, though. We got to have them like us. We need them to find Take It Like a Fan.
That's fine.
Just listen to the show. If you don't want to find us on Instagram and never follow us on Instagram, that's fine.
Then don't
listen
to
our show.
Take
It Like a Fan or don't listen.
Or you don't ever have to go back to social media once you come to us. That's it. I mean, you found what you're looking for, if you ask me.
There it is. How'd you guys like The Rock's opening presentation for the NFL?
That was stupid. Ridiculous.
I felt so
corny and cheesy.
The commercials were kind of crap.
The 6 hours of pregame before it was enough, and then you got a 6-minute speech by The Rock.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This guy. This is what LA destroyed.
No.
Well, no.
You did have the brief interview with Joe Biden.
What?
Every Super Bowl presidents get.
Yeah, when he was 8 feet away. No mask.
Man, I fade out of that stuff.
I didn't even see that.
Did you say
the
Super Bowl is capitalism at its best?
You saw the Shapiro. Oh, that's right. You sent it to us. Shapiro.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I watched
it. Is it not true?
A lot of things that cat says is true. 100%. And he's right spot on about the NFL. Dude, you're fucking telling this guy to get the fuck out of your league, and then you're telling this guy to go on in and take a knee, bro, get paid.
President Biden really did he did something?
They do it. It's a tradition that the president speaks before every Super Bowl. Well,
thankfully,
and then there's an extended interview, and he gets into the whole the amount of African-American coaches in the NFL. There's an extended interview of that, of course. And he has an opinion about it all.
Yeah, well, tell him we can talk about that 96 crime bill if he wants to talk.
The 96 crime bill?
Yeah, look into it.
Look into it.
Just saying.
So what's this deal with the golf game before we get into the Super Bowl and all that shit? You were telling me.
Waste Management Open.
Yeah, so what happened? He hits a hole
in one. I guess he hit a hole in one and the crowd lost the shit and started throwing all the beer cans and beer bottles out
on
the
green.
They were literally damaging the field, what they were doing.
And it was covered.
It was covered. So they still had to play. Well, he wasn't the last guy to go through, and it's going to affect other people.
That's awesome, though. Way to go, fans.
I think golf needs a whole different...
It needs a Happy Gilmore.
But they do need a Happy Gilmore League. That would save golf. Like that would save golf, but it can't be. You got to have your classic PGA.
What do you do when you go play golf with your boys? Do you put it on your button?
No, you grab a couple beers and you go out there and you whack some balls and you cuss and you know that would be priceless.
Whack shit.
Now, did they make him play it where it lies?
What? He hit it in the hole. He chipped it.
That's awesome.
Actually, dogs probably still got it. Have you seen the last video?
And then they threw it all
out. Golfing?
Oh, sounds like a celebration.
Have you
ever
seen the video?
I didn't see it.
He's seen it. Everybody's seen it.
They will once we post it on our social media.
Post it all you
following.
Want. Back to work 3 days later. You'd still be in the hospital.
Bo's a pretty good golfer, though.
That'll be on our new Facebook shortly.
Yeah, Chip, why don't we take
that? That should be
part three.
Our, like, literally, we should what is it? Like,
we can, like, staple that post
animate
at the top
it.
Of everything. Yeah, 100%. And we'll,
I'm not going to lie.
Can we animate the five flannels I saw in this picture earlier?
We can.
With the shiny forehead,
the
hands
on
the
hips. Yes. Yes. Hell yeah, we can do that.
Who had hands on hips?
The guy you had your arm around.
Anybody missed
coming
it. This
knock
was
on
like
my
a,
door.
This was like a
are you talking about my guy Ron?
With, like,
we are waiting
out,
for you.
We weren't invited to
know,
it.
Man.
He was like dressed.
So here we go.
I wouldn't dress that dress code.
I knew I wasn't going to make it 20 minutes into this fucking podcast without hearing about that.
No, seriously, tell. It's a date this guy went on with his girl and a bunch of other people, and we didn't get invited to it. And I don't care either. But they even coordinated the clothes, though.
That's what's weird.
I feel like
all the girls ordered the shirt from Amazon.
None
of the guys knew. None of the guys. All the guys show up with all that look of saying like,
"What the fuck?
Why are you pushing this shirt on me?" type shit before they got there. Then as soon as they walk in, they fucking understand.
Are you guys in like the same class? Like age bracket?
Oh yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah,
so you're gonna put this out on?
No, I've seen that.
All your ladies ordered that same shirt and told you guys to wear it, and you guys all showed up surprised.
Yeah, dude, that's what happens when you're married.
Yeah, I've actually seen videos of girls doing that.
Aubrey comes home and tells you, hey, I want you to wear this because we're going out with some friends. Are you going to say, no, no, put up a fucking fight? Or are you actually going to wear what she asked you to
wear?
I'm
going to put up a fighting bag if you don't tell me what to wear.
What did you say when you arrived? Shit. Like, what did you say when you arrived and you looked around?
Well, how it happened to me is,
but no, I've seen
I don't see Shorty P, I don't see Bo, and I don't see Dog.
If you go to Mel's, what
is that?
If you go to Mel's Instagram, you can see how I found out. Because when they got to my house, Ron walked in with the same shirt on.
So you were at, you didn't even leave and you still had the shirt on?
Yeah.
That's shitty. I had to go to social media to see this too. I mean, that's where I had to find this.
We were all dressed
like
we all looked like the brawny, the like quicker.
No, I get it. I would probably like if it was like for someone's birthday. Hey, oh yeah, well, you know we're doing this.
Just a special Saturday.
It was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what we did.
This happened Monday.
No, we did it for Valentine's Day.
So you guys did this Monday?
No, we did it Saturday.
Then it's not Valentine's Day.
It's just super exclusive. After I invite him out with his girl to like a comedy show and shit. Like
that was a good comedy,
right? It was. I mean, it was a good comedy show. Yeah.
But you didn't get a call
that.
Back, is what you're saying?
No, right? Exactly. There's nothing reciprocated here. Oh, this is total bullshit. Is what it is.
You didn't get a call.
Yeah, no,
he's heartbroken now.
Then I find out he's supposed to go to a pool party and shit for the Super Bowl.
With
I get
Red
invited
Flannel.
To that. No, he tells me
there was no Super Bowl party.
I fell asleep on the couch with Katie.
I had my lady next to me sitting on the sofa. She passed out snoring about the third quarter because we were both pissed that this bullshit team was on TV instead of the Bucks.
I should have sent you guys those pictures where they're Super Bowl throwing footballs around the hot tub and the pool and shit at his house with the lights on back there grilling.
Look, apparently there's supposed to be a whole big a whole big party going on. I think it's Thanksgiving Island or whatever it is right there off Pasadena right there.
Oh yeah,
Thanksgiving Island.
Yeah, they're all camping there Friday and Saturday night celebrating some 40th birthday party, cooking some hog, big hog or something.
Oh,
like
I've never been to that.
Head on out, dude. Let's take
you
your boat.
You dropping like a subtle hint?
You're
gonna
put
be
your
there.
Boat in?
I've never been to that.
Put your boat in.
Been there on Thanksgiving morning.
You want to put your boat in?
Yeah, when it warms up.
Is this code for something?
It's cold.
I don't know.
Put your
I don't
boat
know.
In? There's I don't know if you weather? Should be agreeing to this dog.
I don't know what he's getting at.
You got a high of 67 on Saturday, bud. You can have fun on that island.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's going to be cold. Frick. That's probably about 60 on the water.
There's a bonfire, bro.
You got, okay. COVID, man, 6 feet.
Here we go.
Is it six or eight? Did they
I don't know. I never paid attention.
I thought they reduced things to four now.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
I give it a 7.5. I know you guys said it was a good game. I don't necessarily agree because when the refs really affect the game like that, especially on a big time game,
it was weird.
Me off.
It was like it kind of weirded me out how there was actually no – I mean, the first play in the second half when – who is it? TJ Higgins or whatever is running down the field. He didn't necessarily grab his face mask.
His fingers got in there.
I think that was more non-intentional.
Hands to the face.
Let him play. It's the Super Bowl.
But that's what they did all game.
No, but I'm just saying, you didn't call that one, but then you want to call that little grab
on
that play.
Hold on. You didn't. Do you forget the other one where the Cincinnati guy was in the end zone and got hit by two guys, but Jalen Ramsey tugged on his shirt right before that? They didn't call that. They called a clean game. The refs, I thought.
I know, until the end, until it really mattered is when they started throwing flags.
Yeah, I think
it was dual flag. Remember that?
Yeah,
it was
back
a dual flag,
back. Like
right?
They called it.
Flag
I think
out,
the
flag
pressure,
out.
I think the pressure builded, and they seriously cracked because there's no way. I mean,
it looked like the Rams were going to run away with it.
Chris
and then the
Collinsworth
Bengals
was like, I guess, yeah, they called that.
Yeah. But it was the way the game went was literally you thought the Rams were just going to walk all over them.
That's
it kind of looked like they were just going to go down the field and do what they want with them. And the Bengals that they've always had been, they stopped them. They resisted and they actually started scoring. But I just think they ran out of gas.
Man,
I
seen both tackles on the Rams jump off full start too. I seen both. I'm sitting there watching the game. I see them both moving. No flag. I'm like, wow, these refs are actually letting them play.
Fourth quarter, there's multiple unnecessary roughness calls from what I can remember. At least two or three of them. I thought there was a handful and a couple of them resulted
there was
in
a
first
couple
downs
same
for the Rams, and then they scored
as the Bucks game when like you look and you say, oh, nice, way to go, Bolts.
And I feel like the guys are in motion, like when they call that shit. I don't feel like there's a way for some of those guys to stop. Like some of them, I get it. The play's already over, and then they make the hit, right?
I just don't understand how they did the same mistake we did, which the last play of our game, second to last play of our game, when Cooper Kupp was so wide open, so many times in this game.
Well, you got to think though, he doesn't hit like he wasn't. He did that once in the first quarter and then one time in the fourth quarter.
He had 98 yards and 2 touchdowns.
No, I'm talking about against the Bucs. And what did he have, like 4 or 5 targets, catches on that last drive in the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. I honestly think that these referees should be fined for stupid calling. Like,
when you miss a call.
It doesn't even have to be a miss call.
I think that they should just be sent down to the minors, you know what I'm saying? Just send back down to college ball,
These referees they got, they're not even like real referees with the contracts and shit. They're still like replacement
referees. Let me throw a name at you and you give me your first reaction to it. Ed Hockley.
Oh. He's one of the worst back in the day.
Yeah.
And his son?
There's nothing nice to say, so I'm not going to say it.
His son is following his footsteps.
Yeah. He's the one that fucked us. What did I tell you before that game? I was like, he's going to find a way to fuck us. And literally, he didn't. It could have went the other way, but he made it a purpose. He's like, this is my opportunity, and he fucking did it.
He said, this is my opportunity.
Dude, literally fucking did it. I'm
going to tell you right now, too, that last play of the game where Aaron Donald sacked your boy, Joe Burrow, Big Burr. He ripped his helmet off, right? What happened when Carlton Davis made that stop on fourth down?
Yeah.
He ripped his helmet off.
Clock.
They threw a 15-yard penalty. Yep. That shit has to stop with the NFL. They're separating the love for the game just for the entertainment. It's going to turn into wrestling.
What does it take to be a ref anyway? I mean, can I go out for this? I mean, what idiot wants
they
to be a ref? What
do
you
do? They do go through a training.
You're related to Helen Keller, obviously.
I mean, what is this shit, right?
They do go through training, and you got to come up through the ranks.
It's bullshit, man. They get guys,
there's people that want to do this.
I literally see people at the games when we go just start screaming bullshit, and they call the refs out. They're like, "What the f- are you looking at?"
That's you, dude.
It is really.
I do it too. I do it too. Yeah,
I do it too. I can picture that.
Ref, you suck.
Yeah, I start
ref,
that chant.
You suck.
I start that chant.
And then he's like, he stops you here. He's like, "Dude, you guys started that."
And the ref hadn't even started. The game hadn't even started, by the way. And he's already yelling this. The dog's already.
No, I mean honestly, like there's times where I've seen a clean game, and then there's times that last playoff game that was the worst officiating game I've ever seen. It was one sided the whole time against the Rams. Like. They wanted the Rams to have the advantage on every penalty that we had. Dude, Tom was bleeding from his face. How do you bleed from your face? Obviously, he got hit in the face. What do they say? You cannot hit the quarterback up head or down low. Yeah. You get a hand to Dak Prescott. They throw flags all the time. Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I agree.
I don't know how they can be so flip-floppy.
Wishy-washy.
It's horseshit.
It makes it out to be like it's rigged, which certainly makes it 100% look that way when you're getting ticky-tack.
Well, so look, AI's starting to get to be a
Super Bowl. This is where sports
AI is getting to be a big thing. Maybe we move AI into sports and get rid of these fucking refs.
Oh, that will happen one day. There will be robots.
I mean, we have some AI refs.
It's
we don't have to worry about this shit.
I don't know. It is sad, but... To me, it takes away from the sport originally.
It does.
It's a shitty job.
Like, they want to make an automated strike zone for baseball. I agree. I can see your point, but never. It'll kill the game.
Maybe as a backup, right?
That call is not, like I said, it's not a time game. It's based on judgment like that. It's judgment like that. Just like referees in the NFL. They're judgment like that. Basketball?
It'll make it too authentic.
Basketball, you can sit there and like, okay, foul.
Well, let's just use the AI as a check and balance. Am I not right?
No,
it's the same as we do for the playback cams, right? I mean, we watch the playback.
Why did your voice go into the when you're talking about basketball? Because
that's like the sound the buzzer makes.
What is your voice for baseball then?
Oh, shit. The eye of the tiger comes on and starts playing shit.
No, if they do that, they'll try to make it too authenticated.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to ruin the natural ability of the hand-eye coordination, the ball placement, the ball movement of baseball, how these guys can take a 40-foot three-pointer and make it, you know, without getting
the biggest way the refs affect the game, which is my favorite. If you really, really watch it, a player can be down, all right, a running back, down by contact, whatever. You see where the fucking ball is.
Oh.
You see where it is. Ref comes over, and it's whichever way. Yeah. I mean, it goes both ways. I'm just like, that's how you're controlling the game. Because if you do that 30 times throughout the game, that's 30, 40 yards moving around.
I've seen some shit. It's kind of conspiracy entertainment shit, whatever, you know. But just how much gambling is involved in sports, in general, football being the biggest. Football is the biggest entertainment industry this country has to offer.
Yeah.
Oh, movies, everything. It overrides everything. It is a multi-billion dollar business. And you got to admit, you know the mafia is in on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Vegas
seeing
is
how they
Vegas.
Built Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah. You know, it's... It,
anything that brings in that kind of money, I agree, has to have some kind of weight on the outcome. NFL, oh, yeah. As like we saw today, and just, I agree with that, just, it's one of the yeah. biggest corporations in America.
It is. And that's and that's all America is yeah. entertainment. And that's what I was saying earlier when we opened the show, how these NFL players want to be superstars instead of goddamn football players. Shut up, put your chin strap on, and go make a play.
So are we
that's
saying,
what you're paid for.
Are we saying then that the Rams were supposed to win?
I think they were meant to win the whole season. Yeah. Ever since the Super Bowl was in L.A., it was only fitting for, oh, release COVID, all this, let's get together in L.A. Yeah. and bring L.A. back on the map.
Oh, well, shit.
Think,
that's a good point.
Yeah,
the
I think
COVID
and last wow. year. With
all the celebrities that were this, that, and the other, and look who what it was. It was a Hollywood goddamn fucking award show.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about this.
Because
wow.
nobody wants to because it's overrun by the Super Bowl.
Hey, but guess what, L.A.?
Probably all those tickets.
You're always just hoping
hey, guess what?
A good sports game.
Yeah. Guess what, L.A. and the rest of the NFL? We did it first, fuckers.
It's not even their stadium.
Yeah, they were the visiting team.
Huh?
They were the visiting team.
They were. We were the visiting team, too, but it's yeah. not
no, we
just.
We weren't.
Yeah,
we were.
We were
the home team.
I thought we were the home
Look
team.
We were the home team.
Look it up. We were the visiting team.
So next year it's in Glendale, Arizona, and then the following year it's in Vegas at the new.
Oh, it's Vegas next, or Arizona, then Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Vegas is going to be
Vegas will be tight. One.
Yeah, that's where you're going to see the mafia come out. You ever seen the movie Casino with Robert De Niro?
And then it's Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that shows you how it goes. He knew something.
Heck, yeah, he did.
That guy was one of the best sports calls ever.
Who, Robert De Niro?
Yeah, Robert De Niro.
Yeah. I mean, he'll tell you they've been burying people in the desert.
So
for
I got
a
good joke.
Time.
Okay, what's got?
Good joke. Remember, I don't know if you guys ever, you know, we're not motorheads around this podcast. We don't really talk cars, but I heard it on the radio, and it was a pretty good one. But Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Okay,
obviously because Junior wasn't just nearly a speck to his dad.
Okay,
so they had bad blood back
yeah,
in the day,
did.
And you know why? Because everybody saw Jeff Gordon as this upcoming rainbow warrior, mustache rider, you know, this, that, and
yeah.
the pretty boy. So, you know, you had the old school fans and you had kind of the new school fans that were supportive of both. So one day, Dale and Jeff are, you know, they got done racing. Then they're walking down the road, see a horse, and the horse starts giving Dale a blowjob. And Jeff's like, hey, I want to try that. So he moves the horse out of the way.
You ain't right, dude.
Well, I like Jeff Gordon. He's a good driver, but that was guy. You gotta admit that was funny.
You guys didn't like my joke earlier?
Yeah.
What do you call a potato with a penis? A dictator.
I mean, that's all right.
Come on,
I guess.
Oh wow.
Come on, bro.
I mean, it fits with your flannel night.
It really does.
They're throwing around them sausages.
You want
some good ones?
You
want
to hear?
That's
you
probably where you learned
like
it, man.
That like Jimmy Dean's commercial all over again.
You want to hear a good stat of the day
sure.
about this future Hall of Famer, Matthew Stafford, what everyone's claiming?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
They said that Matthew Stafford led the NFL with 17 interceptions this season. He's the first quarterback since Eli Manning back in 2007 to win the Super Bowl after ranking number one in picks.
I didn't know that.
Just
looking
at
this
of the
up. Day. Hold on. So he threw 17 picks this year?
Yeah.
So that's only 13 less than what Jameis had when he played for his last.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it could be done. 17 picks, it could be done. Done it on
that's
Madden.
That's crazy.
All right. So anything new about the Rays? Nope.
Still lockout. Hopefully they're working on it.
Forget the Rays
for
a second. Why did you shave, man?
Forever, bro.
Why did you shave?
What do you mean?
I like the beard, man. Obviously, I'm a beard guy.
The beard grows back.
Beard
why don't you guys
tomorrow.
Jump on him
dude.
For
be
saying weird
tomorrow.
Shit? Like, hey, dude, why don't you grow your beard back?
Why
dude,
did he cut it? Did anyone
why
ask
didn't
that?
Why did anybody say that?
Did anyone ask why he cut it? Like, what was the reason he cut
know,
it?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's No Shave February. Or Shave February. Shave every week February. Who knows?
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. What that we were
all
right, about
so
the
I
Rays.
Got I got some Tom Brady trivia for the night.
Hold on. I thought I just messed up our 2-minute Rays section.
2 minutes. Well, there's nothing. We can't even talk
it?
About it.
That was it. It
we
came
can't,
and
there's,
went.
They can't. I don't even know what they say. I try and follow Rob Manfred, whoever the. I try and listen to what he says on the MLB Network, and it's just no.
Do
we're
you,
coming
do you
closer.
Think, really, you think it's coming close or no?
I don't know, man. I hope so. I really hope so.
It's almost like a pregnancy. We could, like, put money on the dates when we think it'll come back.
Well, they're saying that it's, I mean, pitchers and catchers are supposed to support.
It was, I think
show
it was
this
next
week.
Week. No, it's
no,
next week.
This weekend.
It's the last
this
week
and next. Yeah, this weekend and next weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
So, like, can I ask
yeah.
like, a stupid question? Like, are they allowed to go out for, like, practices and
they
stuff?
They have to train
like,
on their own. They just can't use the facilities.
What?
Yeah, they can't use
which
the facilities.
They are. All these players, they're not. They do this.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right
they
now.
They take, like, a month off and they go down to the Caribbeans. They go there. Like, there's winter leagues. They stay. I mean, they maybe take a month or two off in the holidays.
Spanish leagues.
Right after New Year's, they're back in it. So, these players, they're going to be ready to go, but just playing as a team. You got spring training, which should be slimmed down, I would say, about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, but you have a long season ahead.
What's
now,
do
they
be
have to train on their own, or can they train with their team?
They can train with their teammates, just not at the
facility. Not at the facility. But what's going to be crazy is there's a lot of free agents.
Okay.
So as soon as it says, okay, baseball's back, it's going to bing, bing, sign.
It's
going
to
trade,
okay,
trade.
Going to get picked
it's
up
because they haven't done none of it this offseason. They couldn't.
Oh,
they did. They did big ones right before the season stopped. But that was
so it. When it does all, come into fruition, we're going to have a lot to talk about. But right now, like, the segment's pretty
what
much.
What it all boils down to is baseball's giving us what we expect out of it right now.
Whatever you say, Chipper.
A really, not, really slow
not
game.
Not much.
A really slow
not
game.
Not much.
All right. So ready for some Tom Brady trivia?
Well, do we have anything for the Bolts? Bolts, they're still sitting in second place right now, down 3-1 currently to the Devils.
They'll be all right. They still got, a whole another 2 months of playing left? How long a season? How many games?
They have, I think, another at least 30
They're
games.
Off for like 23 days.
Oh, no, there's like 40 games.
Yeah,
after
yeah but they're
no,
off for
like
23
games.
Days.
Why is that again?
They're playing on the road, but they're just, they're off. I think their last game is like Saturday, and then they don't come back home until March or something.
No, they're here at the end of February with Edmonton, aren't they?
That, I don't know. They have a big break coming up because it was supposed to be
I know,
for the Olympics
I saw
and
that.
Stuff, and they're going to roll the All-Star break
yeah,
all in the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's right. That's your deal on the Lightning. You're welcome.
Oh, well, Pat Maroon got an extension, 2 years.
Good for him.
Youth and dog comes in today saying, you know, you're gonna, or no, it was you saying you're gonna lose your boy next year. You know that.
No,
right?
I said that.
You did?
Palat. Yeah, we're probably gonna lose him.
Hmm.
You can't retain everybody. The guy's gonna make money. He's playing on that second and first line with these guys, and he's playing really good, man. Really, he, some reason when he's out there, it just seems like they pass the puck better. They get, you know, more opportunities.
Agreed. Agreed.
Have you guys looked at any of these drafts, these mock drafts that you guys looked at?
No.
Like, I didn't. And
no,
I
not
anybody?
Yet.
I have not. I'm thinking about a raised ticket giveaway right now, to be honest with you, for an upcoming.
But there's no season right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. So maybe, like.
Yeah, man, and I would go to the game right now tomorrow if there was one.
All
right.
Don't give me that shit.
Okay, I guess we could do Lightning. It's an upcoming Lightning game.
Yeah, we got tickets for Lightning, don't we?
We do.
We do.
Do we?
Yeah, let's put them to use.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, because everybody shared their Bucks tickets.
Yeah, preseason were on the table. Bye week was on the table. Should have jumped on.
However it works
Dolphins
out.
Were on the table.
However it works
yeah,
out.
Yeah, what they were. I went to the game.
No, yeah, I know. How are they on the table if you took it to the game?
Because I have, we have two other tickets.
So you said all by
but dude, you wouldn't have enjoyed that game.
That was probably one of the hottest games ever.
Yeah, that was one of the hottest games.
Was it super hot?
Hot.
Okay.
And then that Panthers game, the last game, solo, the same way.
You went dolo.
So, we do a like, follow, and share coming up on our media channels. And any like, follow, and share that you do on any one of our media channels would earn you an entry into some of the free tickets for the upcoming Lightning game. What do you guys think?
Oh,
something like that.
What are they gonna? They gotta tag us or something.
So they've got
well,
a.
Bo just said that he's not doing more things.
I don't even have the login.
Social media is
look,
stupid.
Any one of our upcoming posts in the next couple of weeks, you're gonna
childish.
See that are coming out there. You gotta like it. You gotta comment. You gotta share it. That gets you an entry right there.
Hey,
we'll announce it a couple shows from now on. Who wins?
What if I do all the sharing and all that stuff?
Then you're probably gonna have the best chances of winning, dog.
How many times can I get a? Like an entry.
It depends.
It's
I
like
mean,
one
if,
a day.
If you do it on Facebook, Instagram, and you do it on Twitter, you get three total.
But I'm saying you can get one a day? Like if you do it every day?
Yeah.
Or is it one a week?
No,
or?
No, you can increase your entries. That's a great question. So if you share more than one of our posts, and we've got two posts for next week, and you share both those posts and three of your channels, you got six entries.
Boom.
Good chance to win some tickets here.
What if someone does it like 10 times? Is there an entry fee like limit? Like if you get like 10 in there, we're putting 100 names.
Oh yeah, we're tracking IPs.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, man. We're looking for some honest participation from our listeners. Oh, and
Bo's got something.
And we'll
good,
definitely.
Yeah, we got a little game.
It'll be good.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Here we go.
Lightning game coming up.
All right.
All right, I guess we're going to do first five.
Okay.
Tom Brady trivia. This is combined regular season record versus all 32 teams, playoffs and regular season. Just records. Just win losses against all teams.
Okay.
Who or how many teams has Tom Brady been undefeated against?
Undefeated?
Undefeated. He never lost to these teams.
Never lost to these teams.
Never lost to these teams.
Do we got a Sam?
Like, huh? That's for the bonus.
Okay, well, I know.
Let's start small, Sean.
I know one.
I do too.
How many teams? Take a guess.
Well, you know the Patriots are one, so
I'm going to say four.
Dog says four.
I'm going to say undefeated against, never lost to.
Yeah.
Three.
Chip says three. Shorty P, how many do you say?
Two.
Two. You guys are all wrong.
Wow. More than two.
Who was closest? Can I?
Or is it one?
Four.
How
what
many
was it?
Five.
Five teams.
Wow.
So I was close at least.
All right.
So I should get the point.
No, it doesn't work like that.
So if you guys can name the five, if one of you guys can name the five, I don't think that would be taken away.
Okay,
long.
I can.
You can name all five teams he's never lost against.
I can name Atlanta Falcons, the Patriots, Detroit Lions.
Nope, wrong.
Damn.
Well, you started out with Falcons. You didn't stop him. So Falcons are one.
Patriots are two.
Patriots
are
two. Bucks, has he ever?
He's 4-0 against the Bucks.
4-0 against the Bucks. Damn.
And
there's two more.
That's three.
Dolphins?
Oh, Vikings? No, he's...
Yep. He's undefeated against the Vikings.
Vikings. And... Who would be the last one? It's definitely going to be an NFC team, someone he doesn't play a lot. Maybe like the Redskins or...
Gilly.
No. Arizona. Who?
The Panthers?
Dallas Cowboys. None of you guys get a point.
Damn. Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that because he beat them at the beginning of the year.
What team has he beat the most?
Oh, a dog.
Dog. You only get one guess at this.
Definitely won the Rams.
Chip. Jets.
Jets wrong.
Bills.
You got it?
Wow. You got it. For the bonus point, how many times?
32 times.
Ooh.
Chip. 35.
Oh,
wrong.
I'm going to say 33.
Oh, Shorty P with the bonus point.
Yes, look at that.
Dude, this is bullshit, dude.
Way to get me there, dog. Way to get me there, dog. Way to
How
get me in range, baby.
How many teams does Tom Brady have a sub-500 record against?
Sub-500?
Mm-hmm.
Lost. I would say three.
Chip says
Chip's
three.
Chip three.
Six.
Shorty P says six.
I'm going to say five.
Five. You guys are all wrong.
Shit.
How many?
Zero. He has a 500 record or better versus everybody.
Of course he does.
Wow. We had no faith, gentlemen.
What team has beat Tom Brady the most? You guys
Dog.
Get this one. Dog.
Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
He got it. Wow.
How many?
That's pretty close. I think it's like 22 times.
Nope. Wrong.
20 times?
You only get one at the bonus, dude. 33.
I almost said 19.
Wrong. 33 times, it might be Tom Brady.
It might be 17. It might be like 17.
You only get one guess, man.
He's done.
How many?
I said 19.
I was 24.
I said 22, dude.
Yeah, but it was 24.
God, give me a fucking margin.
There's no margin.
A little bit, bud.
You don't need a handicap. Shit, I need a handicap.
I'm like two off every time or one off.
You got like a sports almanac like in your car, man. Don't lie to me.
Do we have any more?
Yeah, I'm trying to think how it was.
Yeah, you'd be good on like a Jeopardy type thing, wouldn't you, man?
How many teams has he only lost to
one
time?
One time.
He's only lost to them once?
Chip, three.
Three, wrong.
How many teams?
Hey, what's the question?
How many times has he only lost to one team or a team one time?
I'm going to say like four. Four or five?
To a team only one time.
I'm going to say four.
Four, wrong.
I'm going to say six.
six. Wrong. It was eight.
Damn it.
Only lost to eight different teams at one time. Let's see.
And that's actually a quarter of the fucking.
I mean, I can go on and on, but now it's just getting. I don't know.
Tom Brady retire in 2022.
So who won? Who
yes.
won?
You got 2 points.
Chip won.
Let's go.
Chip got 0 points.
That's why I'm a winner.
Wow, I got second.
I boycotted
on Chip.
Your
right
stupid
on.
Ass questions because of how mean you were being earlier today.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
Don't act like my chicken and mashed potatoes weren't fire.
Oh, dude, that was good.
All right, I got a couple questions.
All right, let's do it. We'll finish up with you.
All right, we're going to get into the good ones first. I need your guys' top three meals at Bo Cook's right now.
Bo Burgers, chicken wraps, and what we just had tonight.
The chicken tenders and mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
So, and Bo, you're included on this. This is what you cook yourself
this
too.
This is horrible, man. Like, I don't.
Oh, would I cook myself?
Man. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can.
If
go.
You cook yourself something better than
Porterhouse,
even...
bacon wrap fillets,
you're such a shit.
No, well, obviously, if you say a steak, that's taking all the. You know.
Yeah,
that's
no, all three
that
steaks
that you cook for us, though, right?
What?
No,
why
like,
don't we
your
get bacon wrap
you cook for us? Like, I mean, if you don't cook it for us, it
bacon wrap fillets.
Yeah. Right?
Why not?
Yeah.
Shorty, well,
yeah. Okay, go buy him.
All right, what's your other question?
All right, so seeing how we got this AFC young quarterback throughout the league, there's a bunch of young quarterbacks.
There is.
Give me a list, top the five of the young quarterbacks right now in the league.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Oh, yeah, you still consider Patrick Mahomes young. Still consider Lamar Jackson.
Are you saying
young.
In order 1 to 5?
Yeah.
You'd have to go
Josh
Pat
Allen,
Josh.
Allen is number one for me. And then I would right now I would probably still go Mahomes. Then I would go Joe Burrow. Then I would go Lamar Jackson.
Over Herbert?
And then my last one would be Herbert.
No.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Lamar Jackson's exciting, bro.
Is he?
Yeah, he's exciting to watch play football.
He was exciting in that AFC Championship game he played in, wasn't he?
About as good as the Bucks.
Oh, now you're hating on the Bucs?
So,
I'm
not
pissed,
a Bucs
bro, because we got fucking robbed because we play the fucking Rams. And we got bullshit calls throughout our game, too.
So you're not going to say, like, Trevor Lawrence or
no.
any of those
he
guys?
No, he hasn't Can't. Shown anything yet.
I mean, what about Tua?
He hasn't really shown anything yet.
He won, like, 8 games in a row or something like that this year. Yeah,
Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins isn't a young quarterback. He's, like, 32, 33
No, he's, like,
years
35.
Old. Yeah.
He's pretty old.
Pretty old.
That's pretty old.
He said 35.
God,
he's old.
You guys
can
be
for
assholes.
For the league. For real. You guys are real jerks.
You're assholes on a whole nother level.
You guys
because
are jerks.
You
guys put the capital A in
assholes. Trying to be assholes.
God,
Lee. Not everyone's Tom Brady and plays till 44. When you're in the league, 35
not
is considered old.
You know, can shave and take 10 years off their life.
Well, when you're.
And then you go outside and smoke a cigarette, and then the boom, another 10 years.
Oh, I hate him. All right. Anything else, boys?
What?
Are we done for the night?
Yeah, I'm tired.
I don't know. What do
you, we got a big day tomorrow.
You guys want to talk about something else?
Do you feel like Brady's going to age more now that he's not in the sport?
Yeah.
I think so, too, man.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like it kept him.
I have a bad
man.
Feeling his rights are going to get traded.
And he's going to go play for San Fran?
No, he's just going to sign a one-day contract and retire with the Patriots.
A one-day contract?
Sometimes
yeah,
it happens.
A lot of teams do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, that could happen after June if we release him. We got him up until June. If he doesn't report, then he can't play. And we got to do something with his,
No.
You know?
I don't know, man. I don't
know.
I
think he's done, and he doesn't need to be doing stupid shit like that. He's going to go to the Hall whatever way he wants.
No telling. Never say never, Chip.
Oh,
you heard it from the man himself.
There we go.
What about Robbie G? Where's he going? What's he doing?
Robbie G? Robbie Gold?
Rob Gronkowski?
He's not retiring.
He's going to go to Buffalo.
Your whole thing about Buffalo was enticing.
Really?
I
think
would
Rob,
say that
you think Rob's gone?
But,
huh?
But
you
heard
Rob's
he,
gone?
I think he'll go to Buffalo for one
but
more
But did
year.
You hear what he said? That
he wants
would
to
go,
play with Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, he'd go in Cincinnati.
That's what he said.
He would fit so nicely up there. So
he'd
nicely.
He'd probably be a missing piece.
Oh, man. What about Chris Godwin? What are we doing with him?
Signing him.
All right. Eat that gummy, Sean.
Check that social media.
Hey, how do they get a hold of us, dog?
You don't.
Oh, you want the number. You want to call. You call our line right now, tomorrow,
right
Friday,
now,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Not Sunday.
1-844-542-4111. Damn, son.
Is that really our number?
Yeah. All right. And then the text line is 727-388-1644.
Find us on Instagram.
Twitter.
You could find us on Twitter once I get back on because lazy shit over here decided to quit on the whole team.
Yep, that's me, liberal.
Yep, liberal.
Whoa. Politics out of this, guys.
Take it like a fan.
See ya.
We out.
Ooh, that's not good. Sorry.
Gotta hit the button, dude.